Back with you on 92.9 The Game, Chris Thomas Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. Oren, before we get into your five true and false questions, we need to have a conversation about meat.
Go on.
Yeah. So I was perusing Instagram earlier today, and I saw an old buddy who we worked together at Infinity Sports Network when I was still living in New York. And he posted a picture of meat.
Okay.
And I'm saying this very tongue-in-cheek.
Yes.
It was a burger. He was at a very fancy restaurant, and he posted a picture
A restaurant in New York.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think he still lives in New York. Might have been Vegas, not sure. The burger was cut in half so you could see the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... How do I describe this? Hello Kitty pink would be a good way to describe the hue of the inside of this burger.
Based on the exterior of the burger, how long do you think it was slapped on a griddle for or cooked in something before it was served?
I think the animal was still with us.
It was still with you.
Yeah. At the time that this burger was prepared. I almost... thought it was like an AI. I have never seen, again, I'm not exaggerating when I say Hello Kitty backpack hue of pink.
I don't understand how some people can do the meat cold inside. And I'm guessing that the meat was that pink that it probably wasn't very warm.
I don't know, but like, to whom is that desirable? Is my question. Are y'all out there? Hit me up on Twitter.
You Hello Kitty colored pink meat lovers.
Hit me up on Twitter at CThomas Radio. Let me know. Do any of y'all out there like your burger or like your steak that rare?
How rare is too rare? I'm a dude who, maybe it's a culture thing, if it is, but I grew up in a household where the majority of steaks and burgers I ate growing up, they were done well done. That's all I knew, well done. It was this idea that don't eat pink meat because pink meat will make you sick. You got to cook it all the way through. The chewier your steak, the better.
Well, I don't like it that way either. You know, I don't. There's a limit. There's a nice
grew up a little medium. Bit though. Yeah, grew up a little bit, and I found that there's so much more flavor if you don't sear it to a pork chop crisp, if you will. And I've learned in my older years that I have an appreciation for if I go, I want a nice steak, a nice cut of steak, I'm spending a lot of money on it. Yeah, give me that bad boy medium. Yeah, I'm good to go at it medium. And it's going to work for me.
I just don't understand for the life of me how someone could not, like, even just looking at that and trying to digest it, Oren, would be an impossibility for me. It looks repulsive. Like, it was so raw. I can't believe they were even willing to serve a human being this level of pink. It was unbelievable. So I want to know, who's out there in this audience? Because I know there's one or two of y'all at least that you like it basically fresh, you know, fresh off the farm. Like, you don't even want it cooked, essentially. I know there's a couple of y'all out there. Let me know, at C Thomas Radio. I had to bring this up because I saw this thing and I was just like, what in the world am I looking at? This is essentially a living, breathing animal. this is closer to that than it is to something I'd eat. It was unbelievable. And like showing it off at that, if I liked my meat like that, I'd keep it to myself.
Yeah,
because I'm assuming...
It's a dirty little secret, if you will.
Listen, I didn't say anything to him because, listen, I don't, whatever, man. Live your life. But I'm sure there were a couple of people that hit him up in his DMs and were like, dude, what is that? You ate that? That is a living animal in between two sandwich buns. That's exactly what you're eating, good sir. And I won't have any of it. So let me know at C Thomas Radio. Are you the one out there that likes it essentially dripping off the plate. 404-726-0929. All right, without any further ado, let's get to some true-false questions.
This week's theme, sir, for Falcons True or False is week two, overreactions or underreactions.
Okay.
So here we go. Question number one. True or false, Bijan will finish top three in the NFL in total scrimmage yards.
Oh, yeah. Easy. This will probably be the easiest one I answer. Because they're not going to steer away from him, and they shouldn't. Again, what have we been talking about this whole time? Zach Robinson needs to figure out the consistency. You need to meet in the middle between weeks one and week two. Week one, you had your quarterback throw it way too many times, and you couldn't get your running game going. Week two was the opposite. You had your running game going for 200 yards. You couldn't get anything down the field, and your quarterback essentially was taken out of the game. You need to find the middle ground. So that's going to involve a heavy dose of Bijan. And it's also going to involve Michael Penix Jr. getting the ball more down the field, which we've seen in the first couple of weeks can also include Bijan Robinson. He's had 100 yards on the ground in week or in the air in week one, and then he did everything he did on the ground in week two. So I'm going to say that's an easy, easy answer, and the answer is an overwhelming, absolutely true.
Okay, question number two. It's going to be two parts here. Two parts. This is an overreaction about the Falcons defense as a whole.
Okay.
Falcons will finish in the top 10 in both A, total sacks, and B, total defense.
So finishing top 10 in total sacks and total defense. I'm going to say false. I need to see a bigger sample size that shows me that what happened last week had less to do with J.J. McCarthy sucking and more to do with the defense being great. I'm not taking anything away from the defense, but top 10 is – did anybody did you think they'd be a top 10? I didn't. I thought they'd be – I said at the beginning of the year, if they can just be top half, I think that would be more than enough with how good I think we think this offense can be. So – top 10, I think, is a stretch, but can they be good? Absolutely. They can absolutely be a very, very good unit. And sacks, you know, I would have my own, I'd rent out Peachtree Street for a day and have my own parade down Peachtree Street if they finished 10th
in
sacks. And so we'd get a GoFundMe started and we'd make it happen. I'm going to say those goals are just a little too lofty, but not far off.
Okay. Question number three, related to question number one. This time, instead of just Bijan, let's bring Tyler Algier back into the equation. As a team, the Falcons will finish top five in the NFL this season in rushing yards.
Say again? Tyler Algier will finish?
No. As a team, we're going to bring Tyler Algier into the equation.
Oh,
as a
okay.
team, the Falcons will finish top five in the NFL in rushing yards.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Tyler. I was like, I love him.
Not quite.
I love him, but I don't think he'll have that kind of opportunity. Yes, true. Follow the formula of what they did last week. Again, not 200 yards. Don't get crazy. But that's the formula. Bijan sets it up at the beginning of the game. Weakens the defense, and then by the fourth quarter, if you have a lead, it's run, Tyler. It's get him out there to be the bowling ball of razor blades, to quote Dave Archer, and finish the game. And I think that is going to prove to be a more than successful game plan as the season rolls on, and they're just going to be racking up the yards as the weeks go by. Like, I would look at this game as a perfect game to execute that game plan. Run Bijan heavy at the beginning of the game, see what kind of shape Derek Brown is in. And if you can do that, then you know you'll get some throws in the middle quarters. And then by the fourth quarter, you're just running Tyler Algier when people are tired and making business decisions, and you get yourself a dub up in Carolina. So I'm going to say true.
All right. Question number four. James Pierce will finish top 10 in the NFL this season in sacks.
Is he healthy? Because I think
today was a maintenance day, Ross said to the guys. So a maintenance day, he'll be back at it full go tomorrow. But if we're getting maintenance days this early in the season, it kind of makes you wonder how long can this go on for?
This is the second week in a row he's had a groin injury designation.
Groin.
No, I'm going to say no. Again, I just think that's a slightly too lofty expectation, but between the pressures he got in the first game and getting home in the second game, I think there's no reason to believe that him and Walker are going to be tied right up there for the league lead in sacks by a rookie. I'll definitely be able to go out on that limb and that ledge, but just in terms of top 10 overall, I don't know. I think he could be that good. I just don't know if it's going to be in his rookie year, especially if he's dealing with something for the majority of the season that requires maintenance. I just don't know of how consistent we can expect him to be to put up those type of numbers, top 10 numbers.
Final one's a fun one. We've seen, you can call it a bit of a resurgence from Kyle Pitts to start this season, but for the most part, the ball is being thrown to him often, and when it's thrown to him, he's catching it and even getting a couple yards after catches. So, true or false, Kyle Pitts will be top 5 in receiving yards at his position at season's end.
Okay, so right now, I'll tell you what his season averages are turning out to be through two games. He is on pace for 850 yards on the dot and 93.5 receptions. Pretty good. I think you could argue that would be true. He's also on pace for 0 touchdowns, unfortunately. But
that can change after a big week.
Yeah, that could change. So
it's
again,
also kind of the par for the course.
Yeah, he's averaging 5.5 catches and 50 yards a game. So that totals out to, if you times it by 17, which I just did on my handy dandy calculator, 850 yards and 94 receptions. Pretty good. I think that's enough, Oren, for some team not named the Falcons to go give him a contract after this year, because I don't think it's going to be here in Atlanta, because you got to pay Drake, Bijan, Bergeron, and eventually Penix.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's going to be – I said this before the season, and I stand by it. He could have 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns. I just don't think the Falcons can afford to sign him. Those other players that I named are way more important to the integrity of their team than Kyle Pitts. But I think Kyle Pitts is going to have a good year this year. All right, good job on the 5 Falcons true and false questions. When we get back, let's get to a football frenzy, including a piece of audio that you absolutely need to hear. I'll tell you what that is next. We'll also take your calls if you didn't get in. Falcons fans, 404-726-0929. Zach Robinson acknowledged the biggest issues with the offense today and vowed to fix them. You believe he can, or you need to see it first? And also, this Carolina game, is it a little more personal after last year or just another game? We'll take your calls on that next in a football frenzy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app.